Well, while the focus has been on how Malcolm Turnbull might mend damaged relations with Indonesia, the former Prime Minister is actually in Bali to attend the fifth Our Oceans Conference, which is a UN global summit looking at the deteriorating state of the world's oceans. Oceans cover 71% of the Earth's surface, and as a giant carbon sink, they're on the front line of global warming. The recent IPCC report on climate change found a 1 degree rise in temperature is already having an impact on polar caps, coral reefs, fisheries and sea levels. Our oceans are also under threat from a range of other problems. Think about plastic pollution and overfishing. John Tanzer is the former executive director of the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority and now director of the World Wildlife Fund's Global Marine Program. John is in Bali for the Oceans Conference and he joins us now. John Tanzer, welcome to breakfast.
Thanks, Fran. Good to be with you.
Thank you for getting up so very early in the morning for us. We appreciate it. John, politicians, policymakers from around the world, scientists and NGOs are in Bali for the fifth UN Our Oceans Conference. What are the greatest threats to the future of our oceans? What's top of the agenda here?
Well, you just ran through some of them, Fran. I'd have to say that the issues that we've been dealing with over the last few years, overfishing and pollution, have been brought into a much more urgent contrast, if you like, as a result of the impacts of climate change. So the impact that climate change is having on ocean health and on coastal ecosystems and coastal communities is very much at the centre of discussions here, as is the issue of plastics. Ocean plastics, I'd have to say, is filling a lot of the conversations, here at the conference.
And is the discussion around the impact of global warming on the oceans and the health of the oceans, and that includes, our reefs, of course, but also our fishing stocks, is it currently around the state of play already with the impact of a 1 degree warming, or is it gone to the IPCC report, which is warning that a 1.5 degree temperature increase is going to have a major impact, particularly on all our coral reefs, which will basically disappear?
I think people are looking ahead as to what the next decade holds, and there is an atmosphere of significant concern and worry. The science is all pointing us towards a direction where oceans are going to be heavily impacted by what's happening above 1.5 degrees, and you don't have to look any further, as you say, than reefs, coral reefs, where we're looking at losing, more than 70-80% of coral reefs by the end of the decade, 2050, with considerable widespread bleaching and storm damage impacting on the decade. So, there's the fact that coral reefs account for over 25% of known marine biodiversity, life cycle. So there's that, but there's the impact on people, the looming humanitarian implications of widespread loss of coral reefs.
Yeah, and the impact on human life. We talk often about the impact on Pacific Islands, who aren't very far above sea level, and not just rising sea levels, but also greater storms affecting it. But also, we don't talk much about the fish stocks, the livelihood of many of these populations. Is that on discussion here, the impact it might have on the survival of people and the movement of people?
Yes, it is. It's much more than I've seen at any of the previous conferences or gatherings. I think people are now starting, scientists and experts are now starting to understand the extent to which fish stocks associated with coral reefs and other habitat types are likely to be impacted, and the implications that will have, as you say, for food security, for livelihoods, and potentially for security more broadly. You can understand what would happen in a place such as Indonesia, where I am at the moment, if it lost 90% of its coral reefs around its 15,000 or so islands. So it's a scenario that is very much occupying the thinking, and it's not only marine scientists who are here, it's also policymakers and humanitarian development organisations are also trying to grapple with the implications of habitat loss.
According to the Food and Agricultural Organization, nearly one-third of global fisheries are currently exploited beyond sustainable levels. What can be done now to reverse that trend? I mean, how can fishing return to be sustainable, or does the world have to learn to live with less fish?
The role that fish plays in nutrition for people around the globe is so significant, and particularly for people who are most vulnerable, people living in poverty. Fish is such an important part of their nutrition and hence their health that we can't continue to overfish the world, and there is going to be a reckoning on this without a doubt. We have the knowledge and we have the technology to be able to much, much better manage fisheries more sustainably. What we need is political will, and that's where conferences such as this, which involve many leaders from around the globe, are so important in developing that political will, that capacity and that motivation to change the settings on fisheries. We have fisheries. We have to do it. There's a looming food crisis associated with overfishing that is going to impact on the world's poorest and is already impacting in that way.
So are you expecting or others expecting firm commitments from governments, changes in regulation, for instance, to come as a result of this conference?
So the conference is not a negotiating conference in the sense that there's not a series of negotiations underway between states, but what there is an urgency and a level of commitment. So countries, corporations, NGOs are all expected to make commitments to how they're going to make changes in this area, and fisheries is up there. The development and implementation of marine protected areas, not only to protect the broader ocean health, but also to help rebuild fisheries, is very much on the agenda. And we've seen a number of significant commitments come from various parties here.
And John, Australia has taken a lead at times on the whole marine protected areas and looking at a expanded network on that. Is it making any difference having Malcolm Turnbull there, a former Prime Minister, leading Australia's delegation? Does that give Australia more clout? What's been the reaction to that?
Yeah, look, I think it's been welcomed. I think it's significant that we've got Malcolm Turnbull here. I was at the opening ceremony and plenary sessions yesterday, and I was just observing from my seat down the back, Fran, that he was really mixing with the leaders that are there, certainly with the President of Indonesia and Ex-Secretary John Kerry and others. So he's certainly well known, and I think it's a good thing. Can only help Australia's profile, and I take it as a sign of increased engagement, which I think Australia could certainly do with when it comes to the oceans.
John Tanzer, thanks very much for joining us, and again, thank you for getting up so early for us.
You're welcome, Fran. Thank you.
John Tanzer from WWF joining us from Bali, where he's attending the 5th International Oceans Conference.